AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. At today's White House press briefing, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked if President Trump thinks the American people support the war in Iran.
I think he does, and I think the president knows the country is smart enough to read past many of the fake news headlines produced by people in this room that this action was unjustifiable.
The Pentagon says a U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship with a torpedo near Sri Lanka. Turkey says NATO defenses intercepted an Iranian ballistic missile before it entered Turkish airspace. President Trump had threatened to cut off trade with Spain unless the U.S. got cooperation in Iran.
They heard the president's message yesterday loud and clear. And it's my understanding over the past several hours they've agreed to cooperate with the U.S. military. And so I know that the U.S. military is coordinating with their counterparts in Spain.
But Spain's foreign minister has denied the government has changed its position. Senators are clashing over an Iran war powers resolution as Congress's first vote on the conflict draws near. In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson says it would be a bad idea.
It would empower our enemies. It would kneecap our own forces. And it would take the ability of the U.S. military and the commander-in-chief away from completing this critical mission to keep everybody safe.
The bill demands congressional approval before any further attacks are carried out. Authorities say a small plane carrying a student pilot and flight instructor struck two homes near Phoenix before landing nose down in a backyard, injuring them and a man who was in one of the homes. The Trump administration is expanding its crackdown on state Medicaid programs in New York, launching a fraud probe in the state. It comes a week after the administration said it's freezing nearly $260 million in Medicaid funding in Minnesota over similar accusations. President Trump says he'll soon endorse a Republican candidate in the Texas Senate race. There will be a runoff between incumbent John Cornyn and Secretary of State Ken Paxton. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports on a smartphone geared to a different audience.
A smartphone for pets that lets Fido and Fluffy phone it in. Singaporean company uCloud Link says that's their pet phone. CEO Jeff Chen.
If we give a right training, let a dog, for example, jump three times, they can make a call to their owner. And they will do in the future.
Chen was trying to demonstrate how it works without the use of live animals, which were not allowed at the Barcelona Mobile Fair. Despite some skepticism, he has confidence it's the future.
Suddenly we realize and our pet still waiting for people to bring them to the AI age.
The pet phone is not exactly a new idea. However, Chen's device is worn around the cat or dog's neck, like pet cameras, and is one of several devices on the market that also lets you keep tabs on your pets. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.